Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
What was the biggest takeaway overall this series for you? Was it just them winning the series? Was it Devers finally becoming a giant for you? Did he finally become a giant in your eyes?
Look, this is not going to be...
Finally. I mean, he's been there for a week. It sounds like he's been here for months. So let me calm down there for a
This is going to sound like a non-sportsy, you know, it's all about winning and losing take. Okay, so just bear with me on this one. My biggest takeaway was that Giants fandom is back. And the connection to the community is back. That stadium over the weekend was popping. And you can say, oh, it's the Red Sox. It's been that way for a couple of weeks now.
Honestly, Joe, that was the first time watching that series this weekend where I kind of had FOMO.
Oh, you wanted to go.
I was like,
really?
I'm kind of upset I'm not there right now.
When was the last time you felt that way?
Years. Right? No, seriously. Back to like 2016,
Joe,
probably.
Saturday, watching. I went up to the cabin. Yeah. And Saturday, I'm watching on the couch, and I'm like, I should have went to today's game. Like, right. That's how I felt.
Then right.
Yesterday was beautiful. We had a party that we had to go to. But it was beautiful. And I'm like, they're scoring runs. Guys are sliding into home. We're throwing guys out over the weekend. And, you know, they like, if that was any other week, well, they would have lost that game. Yep. But they bailed out Robbie Ray, who didn't have his best stuff yesterday.
That's a conversation, too. Robbie Ray's kind of the last few starts here, those last three in particular.
I'll get to the sports part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, the Giants fans as a whole feel like they're really embracing this team. And I do feel like there's a movement going on right now. And some are late to the party. Some have yet to jump on. Some are already there. Like, loving the team and the connection to the team and feeling optimistic about just saying the name. Giants baseball. I think it's the most optimistic Q rating I can remember, approval rating, in 5 or 6 years.
888-957-9570. I would love for here... to hear from the people that went to the game over the weekend. Who was there? The vibes, were they immaculate, as Chasky puts them?
They were.
I felt it through the TV that, like, Giants baseball is officially back.
Right?
That's what it felt like over the weekend. No, like, that was the opponent.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Devers, all of it, the weather. There was like 50 kayaks in McCovey Cove yesterday. Do you see that? The splash hit? It's like 50 of them.
I know.
When's the last time you saw that? No, seriously.
Oh, the other thing I saw, speaking of which.
Oh, no.
At the game Friday night, I seen little babies with no socks on.
Oh, no.
You know how cold and windy it was out there?
You got to put the socks on.
I wanted
on the
to
kid.
Go buy these people some socks for the kid.
That's rookie parent behavior. You need to check that.
Hypothermia. It was so windy.
Head And you'll learn this, Sam. The head and the feet need to be covered up at all times.
If you're going to bring a baby to the stadium, bring a blankie, buy a blankie. I'll buy you one.
It's not even the kid. Like 5, 6, 7 year olds. I got like the 3 and the 5 year old. Like, no, they need to be beanies at all these things. Whether it was at Coliseum games, whether it's over here at you need to have the headgear, right? That's my PSA. That's my one thing.
There were grown adults on Friday night walking around with like shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah, just what the heck is wrong with you, dude?
They're crazy. Just absolutely insane.
Now, I am one of those guys that wears the flip-flops and shorts during wintertime, so I'm not going to fully back off.
You were that kid in middle school?
Well, you guys saw me with the old building.
Such a SoCal look.
Well, when we had the old building, when we were excommunicated from the rest of the salespeople, we could wear whatever we wanted. We also didn't have air conditioning in our studio, so that was part of it. I would wear the Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops and shorts, would I not, Joe, every single day? I would. It was a vibe.
Now, look at your puppies every day. It was awful.
Speaking of vibes.
Hey, I keep my feet manicured.
The Jung Hoo Lee, because in Friday night, I was like, whoa. I drove by. I parked at 3032, whatever that, right next to Reds. And I'm saying to myself, like, wow, the amount of people on the street right now, this is pre-COVID. I don't even remember the Dodgers. I went to all three of the Dodger series games in 2021. They weren't as crazy around the stadium as what it was Friday. I'm not even trying to be hyperbolic. I'm being dead serious because we were still coming out of COVID. It was insane Friday night. But yesterday, I saw the lines for the Jung Hoo Lee sweatshirt. Oh my goodness. It was unreal.
Did they give away? Hold on. This is the most important thing because everyone's mad at the Hello Kitty thing because they didn't have enough.
I'm with everybody on this. You got to give out 45,000 of them. You can't just give out 20.
How many was it yesterday?
I think it was the first 15,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's
stupid.
I'm walking to the ballpark because they make us media park in Lot A. So I'm walking from Lot A over and I see a line that goes across the left Yodul dual bridge. It's kind of curving around onto that little port walk there on the other side of the cove.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is clearly like the left Yodul dual gate entrance, right? There's a little person holding a sign saying, no, this is the Willie Mays gate entrance. So you're all the way across the cove, got to go over the bridge, past the ballpark, past the dugout store to Willie Mays Plaza just to get in. The left Yodul dual gate was all the way down the arcade, down to the Seals gate. Like, it was absolutely nuts
how many people and how long those people were standing in line to possibly not even get a jersey. There are people who were standing in line the whole time. And they were fan number 15,001.
I shouldn't have to, real quick, I bought my ticket to a game specifically, if some people do this, to go get the prize or whatever it is, the giveaway. I should automatically be able to get that.
Let me defend people. On Friday night, for example.
I have kids and stuff. You want them standing around
forever?
That's
where I was going to go. So Friday night, traffic was awful. There was an accident on the bridge, and traffic was at a standstill.
They had Metallica. They had that game.
It took 30 minutes to go one block.
There was a lot happening,
So let's just say you're coming in from somewhere out of town, right? And I live in the city, and it still took me forever.
There was plenty of people from Boston that probably made the trip.
100. Oh, they were everywhere. It's me and my cousin. We're in our 40s, so we can walk past a lot of the families that have kids. But if you have kids and you're going to the game to go get a Jung Hoo Lee jersey for your kid, that's weak. I'm sorry. The Giants have enough wherewithal. Figure it out.
And it was warm.
Get the 40,000.
If the Dodgers can do it, every single one of their giveaways, the Giants can do
it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And it was really warm yesterday, too.
It was hot.
If you were standing in that line with your little kid, with the weather said 68. That was the warmest 68 I've been in the city for a long time. So if you're standing out there with your kid with the sun beating on you for 2-3 hours to maybe get a jersey, you cannot let your fans go through that.
The microclimates inside of Oracle Park are unreal. I was on the first base side in club level. I took my jacket off Friday night. Then in the ninth inning to get out on time, we walked down around. Hey, let's watch from the cable car, which is dead center field.
Sure.
Right. So we go down to dead center field to watch the ninth inning, me and my cousin. It was like I was in Antarctica. It was so cold and so frozen. So depending on where you are in that stadium, it can be 20-25 degree difference.
Right. That's just the Bay Area in general, too. I think that's a perfect synopsis of what it is.
It was a wind tunnel,
Joe. I work here in San Francisco. I go to Oakland, always dressed in layers in the Bay. Everyone knows that. Always bring a sweatshirt. Bring the shirts. You'll be fine. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, shout out to Valkyries. Big win yesterday over the Connecticut Sun.
The Valks are a big...
they're balling right now.
I had my cousin's party for his 4-year-old yesterday. The boys, my Liam and Nolan, were going to the Valkyries game. Everybody's talking about the Valks right now.
They should be. They're balling.
It really is. One thing I will say about Oracle... It's been 25 years at AT&T, a.k.a. Oracle, Pac Bell Park, whatever the heck you want to call it. They still I got to give the Giants a lot of credit. The stadium's beautiful. It's amazing. No doubt about it. But they add all these nuances. So, like, center field is totally different today than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. They've restructured the Coors Light landing area. The cable car's back a little from where it used to be. There's that 415 section. The bleachers were rocking on Friday night and all weekend long. And I just, the way that they've subtly made additions and subtractions and altered various parts of the stadium, I got to give the Giants a lot of credit. Because every time I go there, I feel like I see something new. And I've been to, like I said, 3 or 4 games this year already. And it's just, they do a great job. Even when the game stinks, the environment's fun.
And the environment was popping on Saturday after this happened.
It's going high and deep to left. Rafi Devers says after the game, that meant a lot.
Well, who he hit it for and who he hit it against had meaning on both sides of the swing. And that was impressive.
So what's funny is, like, AT&T during the day plays totally different than it does at night. It really is like 3 different parks at times, depending on how the wind, because Friday night the wind was swirly. It wasn't like a blowout or blow in. It was swirly.
And your sea level, that sun, it hits you at certain parts too in day games, right? And the swirling winds, it's very difficult to play there.
It really is. Yeah. And I think he has this like go the other way left center field approach. I think it'll change over time. One thing I noticed is that depending on who he's going up against, he really changes his swing. He's not a, like, I swing one way every time, no matter what kind of a player. I'm learning a lot about Rafi. The number one thing is I always tell him is like, hey, dude, relax. Mm-hmm. You don't need to justify being a Giant in one swing. Like, we're here for the long haul. Just settle in, be a little more selective.
All right, and I appreciate him doing that and being a little bit more aggressive, he's pressing a little bit, but because he feels it. Like, and that's an important thing. He feels the importance and the significance of that series. He's trying to ingratiate himself into a new community of fans, too. Like, it's very different. Boston fans, San Francisco fans, they're very different. But just all you care about, and this is what we care about in sports in general. I don't care if you're a Red Sox fan. I don't care if you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan. I don't care if you're a Seattle Mariners fan, Giants fan. Just produce. We'll love the hell out of you. That is what I've learned in society. Produce, and we do not care what else is happening. For better or for worse.
100%. The guy that we're not talking about right now, which I'm glad, and I just think, look, it's going to be up and down. I don't know if there's a way that he can go on a tear this year to salvage the batting average and all that stuff. Willie Adames is playing his best ball, like, right now, the second you got Devers. I feel like the at-bats, the results may not be as comprehensive as we would like, but he's batting .280 this week. He had 7 hits.
Got a home run.
All right. He just looks better. He looks more comfortable. Now he's not the new guy. He's not the guy with the biggest contract. They've moved him around in the lineup. I saw him bat 6th over the weekend. I've seen him bat 2. Like, they've kind of bounced around. And I think that the lineup is going to be a work in progress with Rafi now. But I think if anything, like, bringing in Rafi has definitely given better pitch selection for Adames to see.
It's really a trickle-down effect, right? When you take the pressure off one of those guys, your other highest-paid player of the franchise, at one point, the highest-paid player in the history of the franchise, who was clearly pressing as well, now he can relax. Now you're hoping the Jung-Hoo Lee's, like, Bob's trying to figure it out, right? Bo Mel. He's clearly a lot of pressure on Jung-Hoo Lee when he's a leadoff guy. Keep moving him down the order, keep moving him down the order, and then maybe at one point you'll have to do what you did with Willie Adames. All right, here's a day off. Here's another. I know you like to play every day, but maybe just for your own mental health, if we have like a scheduled day off, you'd kind of double that, try to get him 2 days off in a row. I don't know what the answer is right now, but the league is adjusting Jung-Hoo Lee. He's still an infant when it comes to Major League Baseball, though. Same with Tyler Fitzgerald. These guys are learning on the fly. The problem is, if your other big boys are struggling, that's when it's magnified.
Right now, you know, if you look up, Marco Luciano's actually looking pretty good in AAA. Like, relative to what he's looked like prior.
Lucy?
Yeah, and I heard an interview with the hitting coach, the new hitting coach for the River Cats, and he's basically saying, like, hey, look, actually, he's hitting better than what the numbers look like. His results just haven't been great. He's hit the ball right at people. So I just wonder if they're going to maybe bring up Marco Luciano, try him in the outfield somewhere, and then move Yaz over to center for a day or two for Jung-Hoo Lee.
Hell,
just
throwing out scenarios.
If you want to do it now, now's the time to get fat and happy when you're going against the Marlins and the White Sox these next two series, right? Some teams that you need to, at the very least, take the series from.
I just wonder where Buster is with Junghoolie. Mm. As you bring it up, like, you know, like, this is where you get fat and happy. Is he a Buster guy long term?
Because
the crowd loves him. Like, when you go to the game, Junghoolie.
Yeah.
Junghoolie. Like, no, the crowd really does like him. Like, he is a player
too.
People will gravitate
to. I mean, you could just tell by the lines outside the ballpark yesterday for his jersey. Like, the obsession with him is off the charts.
No, I agree. And he does play a good defensive center field. That's one thing that I've been pleasantly surprised with this year. That last year, it was only 37 games, but last year I was like, whoa.
You had a question mark.
Is he even that good? Now, he made a throw up the line on a play at home. Willmer's got to come over because the first baseman's your cutoff from center and right field on a throw home when a guy's at second. They threw the ball around way too much this weekend.
I think that is still a work in progress is the defense of this club. I get it. When you have Matt Chapman at third base, it shadows a lot when you have one of the best at his position. We know what Devers is going to be at first. It's going to be a work in progress because he's never played that position before. Schmidt, I think we could count on. Willie Adames?
I like Dom Smith defensively at first.
Yeah.
I don't love Willmer.
No, I hate Willmer defensively.
Like, I get they're doing it.
You can be nice about it. I hate it.
Well, the other thing is when you watch him hold guys on, he's so slow-footed, he actually doesn't hold them on the traditional way. He has to hold them on a different way, and so you're not holding on anybody in that
situation.
He looks
like he's the oldest player on the roster.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is, because he is.
Well, I don't know how much so. We were talking to Bob about this yesterday, and he was kind of talking about the defense at first base, and this was more when it came to working Devers into first base, but I think it applies to Willmer, too. He pretty much said up front, like, we're going to have some yikes games at first base going forward as we work these guys in. Devers especially, but I do think that applies to Willmer, too, because they're going to keep Willmer at first base because he's, right now, one of your most dependable hitters on this team.
No doubt. Mm. But defensively, how many plays this year? I feel like the first 3 months, I've seen more this year than at any year prior. Have there been choppers? And I call it the Bermuda Triangle, meaning between pitcher's mound, first base, and second, where the pitcher has to cover, and you've had to make that toss where you lead the guy to first. How many times have they botched that play this year?
A lot. More than I can count and more than I care to count, because that's the one problem with this team right now. Chapman, come back, save us for the love of God. But it's not like he's at one position. He can't save everyone, right?
No.
It's like the same thing in football. It's great. I can get Nick Bosa back. There's still a secondary there, too, that needs to step up.
But this is the conundrum they're in. Like, you need Schmidt to move over to second while his bat's hot.
Trickle down.
And
exactly.
Then you want to play Dom Smith at first because defensively he's your best defensive first baseman. But you got to play Willmer because you got to get his bat in there if Devers is going to DH.
Absolutely. We can pick this up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.